Imagine you just bought the most amazing car. It automatically takes you any place. You tell it where you want to go, and it finds the best route while avoiding traffic jams. It can even take you to the best restaurants and make reservations for you. It would order for you if you let it. You thoroughly enjoy sitting back and letting your car drive you wherever you want to go. It even finds the perfect parking space and then parks for you. Then one day, you're on your way to the movies and you see your best friend stranded by the side of the road. It is pouring out and she frantically tries to wave you down. You tell the car to stop, but it won't. It has begun to think it is in charge. It believes it doesn't need to listen to you anymore. It's the boss and knows better. Your brain is a lot like that car. You may have forgotten that your brain is your tool. Your mind tells you the same stories, and you have allowed it to wander, believe its version of reality, while creating the same emotions and habitual responses. As long as your mind is in charge, making a change of any kind becomes a real struggle. Your mind takes you wherever it habitually wants to go. It talks endlessly, and you allow its opinions to dictate your emotional response to life. Once you retrain your mind, you can use it consciously to create what you do want. Instead of creating stress, you can train your mind to see life in a limitless manner. You can focus on feeling loved and begin to make all your choices from a place of love instead of fear. As you begin to use your brain as a tool, instead of allowing it to be a relentless taskmaster, your experience changes dramatically. You feel better, life becomes easier, and you'll be much happier.